702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
News from elsewhere in the world, 21 after 8. Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. Let's start with India's fallen billboard. 14 people were crushed to death. How big was it?
Yeah, 70 meters by 50 meters. That's big. That is impressively big.
Wow.
So you think about those giant billboards. I mean, you've got them, we've got them, and you do sometimes wonder. In this case, this is a giant billboard that must not have been tethered properly. That would be my instant conclusion, although there is an investigation into this. But essentially, it turned into a sail. When a sudden storm whipped up in the Indian city of Mumbai, this huge billboard started flapping to start with, and then whoomph, down it came and crushed houses, petrol station, 14 people killed underneath, 85 people rescued, and some of them were trapped underneath for some time before emergency services got to them. I mean, we're talking about an enormous thing. It's almost the size of a football field, isn't it, this billboard? And you wonder if maybe it was an accident waiting to happen. But yet, the government of Maharashtra state has already ordered an inquiry and indeed already ordered compensation for the families of the 14 dead. The families are getting what equates to $6,000 each. I wonder if there's a court case in going to go on that one.
Adam, let's go to France now, where there's a major manhunt after a prison van was ambushed.
Yeah, they're mobilized. We speak, hundreds of police in Normandy in northern France are hunting this prisoner. If you remember the toll booth shootout in The Godfather, not unlike that, only, of course, much less romantic, because in real life, we're talking about a guy who is being transported, a well-known drugs gang leader, nicknamed The Fly. Mohammed Amra was being transported from court back to jail and with a prison guard escort. And then when they got to a toll booth on a French highway, suddenly the van was rammed and then another car rammed in. The gunman burst out and just started firing pretty much indiscriminately at the drivers. They killed two prison officers. They badly injured three others, all of them fathers, by the way. And they made off with this guy, The Fly. He's now literally on the fly. You wonder how he could possibly hide out with his reputation and his cohorts and with hundreds of people looking for him. But we shall see.
Now, Adam, would you face a croc to save the life of your sibling?
I'm wondering if I could stay on the bank. Could I take option B? Fortunately, it's never happened, but Georgia and Melissa Laurie were swimming in a lagoon in Mexico 3 years ago when suddenly up popped a croc. The reptile turned on Melissa three times, so her twin sister Georgia punched the crocodile in the face repeatedly. Apparently, blows to the croc's nose did the trick, although they were both bitten. Melissa was quite badly bitten in the stomach and legs, and they both had to be treated in hospital. But boy, could it have been much, much worse. Now, Georgia is getting a King's Gallantry Medal. Though being twins, I kind of think if you give a medal to one, you've got to give a medal to the other. And it's not her fault that she was the one who was being bitten. But anyway, Georgia is getting an honor via the King's Civilian Gallantry List in the UK. As she puts it, it sounds like a horror movie, but it's part of the tapestry of our life. Would that I could be so phlegmatic about being attacked by a crocodile, or indeed saving a sibling's life from a crocodile.
Goodness me, I know. Certainly that twin does deserve a medal. Adam Gilchrist with this morning's World View.